The Arabian Peninsula, before the arrival of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was a diverse landscape in terms of religious beliefs and practices. While polytheism and idol worship were prevalent, there were also traces of monotheistic belief systems. To understand the state of monotheism in the Arabian Peninsula during that period, we need to delve into the various religious traditions and cultural practices that existed. Polytheism and idol worship. The dominant religious practice in pre-Islamic Arabia was polytheism, where a multitude of gods and goddesses were worshipped. Each tribe and community had its own set of deities and idols, which were often housed in the Kaaba in Mecca. These idols represented various aspects of life, such as fertility, protection, and prosperity. Hanifism. The monotheistic believers, amidst the polytheistic milieu, there were individuals known as Hanifs who adhered to a form of monotheism. Hanifs were characterized by their rejection of idol worship and their belief in the existence of one supreme God, Allah. They were critical of the prevalent idolatry and sought a return to the monotheistic faith of their forefather, Prophet Abraham. Notable figures like Zayd ibn Amr and Warika ibn Nawfal were among the Hanifs. Christianity and Judaism. The Arabian Peninsula was home to a small number of Jewish and Christian communities. In the cities of Medina, Kabar, and Najran, Jewish tribes and Christian groups lived, practicing their respective monotheistic faiths. These communities possessed religious scriptures and places of worship. Arabian paganism and the Kaaba in Mecca, even during the pre-Islamic period, was considered a sacred site. Pilgrimages and religious rituals were conducted there by various Arabian tribes. While the Kaaba had become a center of idol worship, it had a historical connection to the monotheistic traditions of Prophet Ibrahim and his son Ismail. The decline of monotheism. Over time, the Arabian Peninsula witnessed a decline in the practice of monotheism. The pilgrimage to the Kaaba, which had been established as an act of monotheistic worship by Prophet Ibrahim, had been corrupted by polytheistic rituals and practices. The Year of the Elephant, in 570 CE, the Year of the Elephant, an Abyssinian army led by Abraha attempted to destroy the Kaaba. This event is mentioned in the Quran and is seen as a significant prelude to the arrival of Prophet Muhammad. Role of trade and cultural exchange. Due to its strategic location as a trade crossroads, the Arabian Peninsula had cultural and religious influences from neighboring regions. This exposure contributed to the religious diversity in the region. Oral tradition, much of the religious beliefs and practices in pre-Islamic Arabia were passed down through oral tradition. Stories, legends, and poetry played a crucial role in transmitting cultural and religious knowledge. In conclusion, the state of monotheism in the Arabian Peninsula before the advent of Prophet Muhammad was characterized by a complex mix of polytheism, idol worship, remnants of monotheism among the Hanifs, and the presence of Jewish and Christian communities. The Kaaba, originally associated with monotheistic worship, had devolved into a center of idolatry. It was in this context that Prophet Muhammad received his divine revelations, calling the people of Arabia back to the pure monotheistic faith of Abraham and establishing Islam as the predominant religion of the region.